Turn your Bibles to Hebrews. Hebrews 4. Some things God will put on you, but most of the time you're going to have to make the decision to enter into it. It's always there. It's just whether or not you can get there. Whether or not you can overcome the thieves that stand at the door to try to block your access. Because he exchanges. There's a great exchange. It doesn't matter what you're feeling. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Doesn't matter what the enemy tries to put on you. Doesn't matter what's happening around you circumstantially in this jurisdiction. Everything about your position in God is above what the enemy is trying to throw at you. And if you can get through him, that's why we teach this one is we go by faith. We enter in by faith. We enter in by his word, because you can pierce the darkness when you enter in by promise, go straight to your position. And when you do, you rise above everything he's trying to put on you. It's amazing how that stuff just disappears and how his glory swallows it up. How his grace swallows it up. How his goodness swallows up. I'm swallowed up in the goodness of the Lord. Swallowed up in the presence of the Lord. Swallowed up in the inheritance of the Lord. Swallowed up in the fullness of the Lord. Father, swallow us up. Just swallow us up. Hallelujah. Just take us up. Take us up. Take us up. Hallelujah. For these doors now will open wide, for they've been cultivated. Light's being brought to where there was darkness. Now there's light. Light is coming upon the doorways and the pathways unto my fullness. Light, light, and great light, that my people may enter in more freely in this hour. For surely I will bring a remnant up. I will bring the hungry and the thirsty. I will bring them all the way into me in this hour. And I will clothe them in the same glory that I walked with the Father. I've given my people my position that I have with the Father. I've given my people my place of glory that I have with the Father, to be clothed, to walk in my fullness, to walk in my power, to walk in my grace. All that's thirsty in this hour, all that's hungry will be drawn through these doors, says the Spirit of grace, the doorways of grace, the doorways to my presence, the doorways to my fullness. They will all come and sup with me and stand with me and partake of me, says the Spirit of grace. I will clothe my people in the fullness you have not seen, says the Spirit of the Lord, and I will send them to the nations bearing glory, for this is an hour and a generation that will see and witness and manifest and demonstrate and carry my glory. It will not be a darkened generation, but it will be a generation that's full of light, says the Spirit of grace. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For you are a people of my glory. You're a remnant of my glory. You are those that I called to open these gates, to cultivate these doorways, to bring light to where there was darkness, to lay pathways and light to my pathways, that my people may come down the pathway and enter into fullness, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us, verse 16, therefore come boldly unto the throne. Say throne, 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 throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. It's a throne of grace. Grace is everything he's inherited on your behalf, summed up in one word called grace. Favor, wisdom, blessings, power, riches, strength, honor, glory, fullness, presence, love, peace, righteousness, joy, sanctification, all that he's inherited in his right hand from the Father, all that he received from the Father, he freely dispenses from his throne, and it's called grace. It's a throne of grace, and it's unlimited. It doesn't matter what you feel like, doesn't matter what you're going through. All you got to do is get to that throne. All you got to do is get through the doorways. Doesn't matter what kind of baggage is hanging on, because there's going to be an exchange, a great exchange. It can happen daily. It can happen weekly. It can happen monthly. It can happen whenever, because His grace doesn't stop flowing just because you don't feel like it that day. But you have to get to where it's flowing, make the exchange, and get clothed on from on high right now, like being clothed on. You know, I didn't wake up happy this morning. I didn't wake up full of joy this morning. I didn't wake up where I'm at right now. I can tell you that right now. I woke up, oh my God, another day of having to carry the promise of God. I'm just being real with you. And I'm like, Lord, I gotta lead your people to a place I don't even feel like going. You know what I did? I just decided to go pray before we prayed. And I went in, I said, you know, your throne of grace. And so I went to this next scripture. And so if you go here, boy, you get this one. It's awesome. 1 Peter 5. This is the beauty of entering in by promise, because it doesn't matter what you feel like, because you're entering in through His word. You're entering in through promise, what we're doing here. You're entering in to a place that doesn't matter. So what's going to happen if you just know it's there, no matter what thieves are standing? See, all that stuff you feel, all the discouragement, if you're feeling discouragement, if you're feeling heavy, if you're feeling downtrodden, or you're feeling depressed, feeling whatever you're feeling, all those are thieves. That's just an atmospheric thief. He just brings an atmosphere of time. Every time I woke up one time, he said, wake up and the atmosphere is right there. Ever happened to you? That's an atmospheric thief sent to steal your day. He wants to steal. And what you have to do is you got to get through that atmosphere. But the hard part is you don't feel like it. But all the feelings are where He is. See, you got to be where He goes. Where I am, there shall my servant be. So you got to press through the feeling. You got to press through the atmosphere of the thief. The enemy usually comes in the form of atmosphere. And then once he clothes you in his atmosphere, then he starts speaking to you. He'll start prophesying to you. He'll get that clothing on you first. He gets that depression. Woe is me. Then he'll start speaking to you through that atmosphere. And then you want to start agreeing, because you're feeling what he's saying. You know, when you start feeling what he's saying, you start leaning into what he's saying. You go down, down, down. Then you get that he-all thing going. Doom, despair, agony on me, deep, dark depression, excessive misery. But it doesn't matter what you're going through, because none of that atmospheric thief doesn't have authority to stay there if you have enough faith to get through the veil. He says, we enter into the veil whether our forerunner is went. Now, if you're not full of His word, or if you don't have this faith mechanism working in you, this word working in you, then you don't have a grid to move into that. And the atmosphere will win. You have to live under it. And if you live under it long enough, you got to get a plane ticket to some conference so somebody else can get that stuff knocked off of you. So you can get clothed in glory. Hallelujah. Buy all their tapes and you know how that works. Hallelujah. But you can go straight in when you learn how to do it. Praise the Lord. What we want to do is exchange our weaknesses for His strength. He's not calling us to walk in our strength. He's calling us to walk in His. His only prerequisite is to get where He is, to be with Him. That's His prerequisite. There is an active, and it's hard because sometimes the enemy puts his atmosphere on you. You see, when he puts his atmosphere on you, it's hard. And so there's a lot of ways to go through that veil, but my favorite is the word, because it can move through promise. And then when his atmosphere is full, it sure makes everything easy. You ever worship God under the atmosphere of the enemy? You know what I'm talking about? And so you got to go through the veil. But when you get into the glory, it's easy. You can write this down. Everything's easy in the glory. Everything's glorious in the glory. Why? Because you're not here. You're with Him. You're not under the atmosphere. So we want to make this exchange every day. It doesn't matter what you're feeling. You can make the exchange, or you can wear it. Some people just like wearing the old. This is put off the old, put on the new. And so I decided today, you know, I said, this is the old man. I said, I deal with you almost every single day, so I'm just going to put you off today. He says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Now look at this scripture. This is awesome. Likewise, you younger, verse 5, 1 Peter 5, 5. Submit yourself to the elder. Yes, all of you be subject one another. Be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace. Look at this. Grace unto the humble. Humble yourself. Now he's going to tell you what kind of humility he's looking for. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. That's just not an arbitrary hand. That's his mighty right hand. He says, get yourself under the right hand of God. That's what he's, the true humility of God is, the recognition you cannot do it on your own. True humility of God is, I can't make it through this day. Oh, I can make it through this day, but I'm not going to make it smelling like a rose, because I'm going to be doing it in my own. So I'm going to surrender all of that, and I'm going to humble myself under his mighty right hand. I've got to get my life under the mighty right hand. If I can get there, then there's grace for me, because that's where his throne of grace is. There's an exchange for my weaknesses for his strength. There's an exchange of my discouragement for his glory. An exchange of my weariness for his strength. An exchange for my lack of wisdom in areas, the cloudiness of mind and heart, for his wisdom and his clarity for my life. The exchange. See, there's a great exchange there, and it flows freely. Say, all the time. All the time. All the time. Humble. Now, verse 7, casting the whole of your care. One of the things that blocks us from receiving his grace is we're wearing care. Or other words, says, cast your burden upon the Lord. Come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden. You got to get that off. That's an act of casting it off, because a lot of times we try to worship under that. We try to pray under it. We try to operate under it. We try to operate. And all of that's a product of atmospheric thieves, cares, heaviness, worry, burden. See, and we don't get that off, we're not going to get clothed with anew. He's not going to clothe you on top of the stuff you're wearing. You got to take that off. Amen. You got to take it off. It's an act of faith to come to him in a great exchange and said, I know that you have grace for my time of need, but I'm taking off this old man. I disagree with this atmospheric thief that's come to try to steal my access, but more and more than to steal my daily manna that comes from you, my daily grace that I need to be clothed on from on high. I need your strength. I need something that's greater than me. I need it, Lord. I can't wait for the next conference to come in town. Amen. I need it now. I need it today. I need it where it's flowing freely. I got to get to where you are, and I'm going right through this thief to get it. I'm going to penetrate this atmospheric thief. I'm going to go straight through him, straight into your glory. He's not going to stand there and steal the life. I take it off. I'm putting this off. I disagree with this atmosphere. I disagree with this discouragement. I disagree with this heaviness. I disagree with these cares. I disagree with this temptation. I disagree with this atmosphere. I come into agreement to your glory. I come in agreement to your presence. I come in agreement that I can make an exchange of my weakness. Father, you're not calling us to walk in our strength. You're calling us to walk in your glory. Oh, help us find the faith to enter in daily. Help us cultivate the kind of faith that can walk through the doorway. See, if you have faith, faith is the avenue by which you move in the kingdom of God. Faith in the lampstand of God's word. See, he lights the place up And then you add your faith to the word that's been lit up, and it's the avenue by which you move from this jurisdiction to God's jurisdiction. Amen. And we see, here's the glorious thing. If you're moving through the word and you're moving by faith, faith gets real strong. You can move more freely, more easy. If you're not, your faith gets low and the flesh takes over. It's harder and harder to get through the door. And the door's there. But it's harder to get through because the enemy, he becomes more prevalent, see, and we agree with him more. And so we have to shake him off. That's why you got to come in here daily. We have to partake daily. We don't always do this, but you got to shake yourself off and get back in there. And you write this down. My future is in the right hand of God. My future is with him. My future is abiding. My future is found in him. Everyone, we want him to do something out here. We want him to do something. But truly is when we enter into him that our future's found there. The next level's found there. How many of you are tired of the level you're at right now? Our next level's not found because we go do something in the flesh and generate something. Our next level is found in him. Why? It says glory to glory. Glory to glory. Everyone say glory to glory. So we cast off the old. We put on the new. Now, it's going to work for you if you'll cultivate it. It works for you. Sometimes it'll take a little work cultivating faith like that. And so we access. He says, I am the doorway. If by me any man entereth in, he will go in and out. Say in and out and find pasture. We want the pasture of God. It's good pasture.